This is your Deep Confidence MP3, read by Jade Gordon. As you settle yourself back, you can begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the chair or pillow, and you can be aware of your head relaxing, knowing that you are fully supported in this moment. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed. Release and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know the couch or bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just settle back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside or in your home, wherever you are now. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning. And you can allow yourself these moments to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can release any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off the muscles in your back and down your spine, along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease. Drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you notice your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. As you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I would like you to imagine something for me now. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home, somewhere you have been, or somewhere you have seen in a film or on television, or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you are creating all for yourself right now. But you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more. And with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress, any tension, and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor. It leads to a door to a very special place, a place where no one ever goes but you. And in that room you can feel just exactly as you would want to feel here today, relaxed, refreshed, and perfectly at ease. And to find this special place, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number, drifting deeper now, my voice following as I count. 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more, every step down, taking you closer to that room inside, to 9, stepping down to 8, perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7, and there's a handrail strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by years of use, and you realise that you have been down this stairway many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed, to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6. There's a picture on the wall beside you, picture that inspires you as you watch it forming, and I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence, somewhere special you have been or somewhere you know. Or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet. That's absolutely fine too. Whatever it is, it creates a feeling of strength that comes to you directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in the process as you take another step down to 5. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down from 4 to 3. It's almost as if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore. Floating on down from 3 to 2, every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway, and you can see the door at the end. As you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now, as you step down from 2 to 1. Almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from 1 to 0. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you have already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends, family, loved ones. And as you walk down along that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock. An old antique grandfather clock, and you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real. And you can choose to place your mind in that space now, as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realizing that although they have been round so many times, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist now. Because the past has gone, and gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is that we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future is just a dream. A dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. You can choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness and all the success that you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment, where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth deep inside, back and forth, back and forth, and you catch your reflection and notice that something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you are standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face, or happiness in your eyes. A joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection of yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself and how you will find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the person you seek to be. The person you truly are. Before you open that door, you study it and catch its every detail. You notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, shape, colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle. And before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket? Or perhaps already in your hand? An old ornate brass key that's cool to touch, but warming as you hold it. Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never really locked to you, and that this room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is simply remember that it exists deep inside you right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door. As you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be. And all around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you. inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself. Each day, you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here now for you to tap into and enjoy. And I want you to recall that it is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increased self-worth, recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you, that negative thoughts are of no value and they don't do you any good. So you allow good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all the time and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and that they are trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot. Just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable, heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These sensations that allow you to know that you have travelled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm, confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue. Those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body as you drift and dream and my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, intelligent, capable. And in this way, you program yourself to succeed. You now look to the future and see all the good things and good people happening as you move forward to grasp opportunities, seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely, aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now, you're taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things. And you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it is with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilizing to your highest potential, your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goal. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your success, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself. To become effective and part of our own special personality, you impress and amaze with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input to every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you really are. You can be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now with greater clarity, each and every day, that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath, relax yourself from head to toe, and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, I can, I will, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your personality. You do this easily because you are in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control, and you will take control. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people of the village had a secret. They had a wonderful magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never be again the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window, and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her. And soon all the people were cooperating, making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting and it wasn't until the young woman looked out the window and said, "Look, everything is changing." And they realized that the sky had become blue again, and the birds were singing, and the trees were back in bloom. So now, each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow it grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. So as we finish here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are now armed with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important to you, and to recognize anything which is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is just a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live, and then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed or wasted. And you can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? And so now, if you'd like to slip into a deep sleep, you can do that and enjoy waking up, feeling refreshed and more confident tomorrow morning. If you'd rather get up now and continue with the day, start to pay attention to your breath, allowing that breath to bring you more energy as you inhale, feeling that energy coming back to your body, feeling tiny movements in your fingers, your toes, gently opening your eyes and coming back to the room, feeling refreshed and alert.